A new report says President Trump is unhappy with FBI Director Charles Wray and would love to replace him. However, according to Axios, that's unlikely to happen. Sorry, Christopher Wray. That's unlikely to happen before the November elections. The report follows the release of documents by a federal judge last week that show the FBI debated over how to proceed with the investigation of Michael Flynn. He's President Trump's former national security advisor. Flynn twice pleaded guilty to lying to the agency about his communications with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before Trump's inauguration. The newly released notes that got a lot of attention say top agency officials questioned if their goal in interviewing Flynn was, quote, to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired. Trump says that proves Flynn was set up.
If you look at those notes from yesterday, that was total exoneration. These were dirty, filthy cops at the top of the FBI. And you know the names better than I do. And they were dishonest people. Now we have to see what's going to happen.
Supporters of the FBI's actions, though, say the records show the agency was being very thoughtful and careful about how to proceed. Adam Goldman is a reporter at the New York Times who covers the FBI and national security. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's step back from the details here. Can you tell us what these documents are and why they're being released now?
Well, these documents, the most inflammatory ones are of the head of counterintelligence, Bill Priesteps. I believe they're from his notebooks that were uncovered as part of a Justice Department review of the Flynn case, and they were handed over recently to Flynn's lawyers.
And talk about some of the other FBI players involved with these documents. What other names what are coming up in the release of these?
Well, you know, Deputy Director Andy McCabe, you know, a longtime target of President Trump. He was involved in these discussions along with Peter Strzok, who interviewed General Flynn at the White House. And he was involved with these notorious text messages with his lover at the time, Lisa Page. So he's been mentioned in context with these notes and these meetings that took place before the FBI decided to interview Flynn.
And what, now people are reading these in different ways. At a basic level, what do these notes tell us?
Well, some of the stuff, there are a few things that have been put out. There have been some text messages put out about, you know, interview notes. I mean, there's one way to look at these notes and what Priestep wrote were, He, you know, the FBI at that moment was closing its investigation of Mike Flynn. They hadn't found anything, you know, that merited keeping it open longer. And then the IC, the intelligence community, discovers that there are these intercepts, right, of the Russian ambassador talking to Flynn. And Flynn had lied to the vice president about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. And that was very concerning to the FBI. So Bill Priestep, the head of counterintelligence, they're in this meeting and he's writing down, well, what are our goals here, right? And, you know, I'm not here to defend what the FBI did, but, you know, typically the FBI looks at threats and they say, how do we mitigate them, right? We can get them, we can catch them on 1001, we can get them fired from the job. Let's say there was a leaker in the intelligence community, they couldn't prove it, but they wanted to lose their security clearance. So, you know, on the one hand, you might view these notes through the prism of the FBI mitigating this particular threat, right? Because they knew he had already lied to Flynn, right? He already locked into this story. I mean, sorry, Flynn had already lied to the vice president. So what was he going to do with them? Was he going to tell the truth, right? It wasn't clear. So on the other hand, you know, Flynn supporters see this as a witch hunt. The president sees it as a witch hunt. And this is all evidence of wrongdoing by the FBI. They set him up to lie. The big problem with this information, A, it's not clear it's exculpatory, because Flynn did lie to the FBI, and he lied repeatedly, and he's admitted that twice. The second big issue is the judge has already ruled on this issue. The defense lawyers for Flynn have already brought up this idea that he was ambushed and trapped into lying. The judge has already ruled, he ruled in late 19, that this was not the case, that in fact there was no evidence that this happened. And by the way, the Supreme Court rules, it's not even clear if it matters. Like, the FBI is a course of business, you know, to thwart a terrorism attack or, you know, a sting, you know, they might give somebody an AK-47. They might get somebody a missile launcher. They might get somebody a car bomb. So, you know, these are called stings. And, you know, lots of defense lawyers say this is entrapment. And, you know, generally, it's almost unheard of that these type of entrapment defenses work.
Talking to Adam Goldman from the New York Times about papers that came out from the investigation related to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. So, Adam, as you said, a judge had already ruled on this, but it sounds like Flynn's legal team is hoping to bring this, or they're bringing it back before the judge and hoping for a different outcome. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they're hoping. They're hoping that this is exculpatory material, and the judge will see this in a new light, and it's not exactly clear they will. Look, judges ruled repeatedly on things, right? They've also accused, you know, the FBI of altering interview notes, right? And this shows they were out to get, you know, they were out to create a lie. But the judge has the actual notes from Flynn's interview with the FBI. So this is, you know, he's ruled on this too, that since he has the actual notes, that these later interview documents, you know, they all line up. So this has been a consistent and truculent attack on the prosecutors and the FBI who brought this case. And, you know, Flynn's supporters see this as, you know, as evidence of wrongdoing. You know, the issue here, and the judge, and what the judge has to take into account here is, you know, Flynn now says, after pleading guilty twice, I've been there for both pleadings. And on the second one, the judge carefully walked him through the plea, right? It's almost as if he knew that this might be an issue down the road. You know, he asked Flynn, did you know it was a crime to lie to the FBI before this interview? And he said, yes, you know, I did know it was a crime to lie to the FBI. So he walked him all through these things. It's not clear what the judge is going to do. Will he let Flynn withdraw his plea, you know, his plea? I'm not so sure. You know, it's a very, very serious thing if you get in front of a judge and you plead guilty, knowingly plead guilty.
So we heard the president there saying this shows that there were dirty, filthy cops at the top of the FBI. And there's been talk about whether the president might ultimately pardon Michael Flynn. What's the latest we're hearing on whether that's something the president's considering?
I have to tell you, it's sort of a mystery. If the president believes this is so egregious, then why hasn't he pardoned Flynn? Why hasn't he done this? Only the president can answer this. You know, so it's hard to understand the president's motivations when he's been out there repeatedly saying that this is bad. And let's not forget, Flynn, he pleaded guilty as part of his plea agreement. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. But as part of that agreement, he also acknowledged that he violated other laws, foreign lobbying laws, right, with his dealings with Turkey, which is very serious. They didn't charge him with that, but he acknowledged it. It was a statement, an admission of truth there. So I don't know what the president's going to do. If he exonerates, if he pardons Flynn, does he pardon everybody else who was charged and prosecuted by, you know, the special counsel's team? It's unclear, but it's a great question. And you know, only Trump knows what's in the president's head. So,
well, we'll see what the future holds. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Adam Goldman is a reporter with the New York Times who covers the FBI and national security. We talked to him about the release of FBI documents relating to the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.